Deputy Thomas Pringle, controversy earlier in this week when it was announced by the UK government plans to implement a travel authorisation system for all non-Irish EU citizens looking to travel into Northern Ireland. Obviously, that has huge implications for those living in the border region. What's your reaction to this proposed piece of legislation?
Yeah, I think it's going to be having huge implications, like you said, and it's passed through the legislative stages in the House of Commons last week, and it's going to make a very difficult for tourists coming to Ireland, and also for people who are non-Irish or English citizens living in the Republic, who, and particularly in Donegal, who have to travel to Dublin on a regular basis and you get there because there's no other way to travel to Dublin from Donegal than other than crossing the border. So in order to have to apply for an authorisation to allow you to cross the border is just unworkable.
And also there is a question around how this can be policed without a hard border being in place. What way do you see this falling out in terms of the border situation and how this will shake out? Will this lead, do you believe, to a reimposing of some form of border checks?
The British have said that they're not going to require checking, other than that you'll only have to fill this out online. But surely if you have to fill out a form online, then they will have to have some form of actually checking that people are complying with it. And the only way that they can do that is by having policing the border and by controlling the access to the border. So I don't see how they can go about that. And I imagine that they haven't implemented this system just expecting to be a complete white elephant and to everybody to ignore it.
So then it could perhaps be seen as almost a virtue signal to appeal to those in the north who want the Northern Ireland Protocol to be abolished and the like, that they are being treated the same as the rest of the United Kingdom. Would you see it in a similar light? This is perhaps trying to appeal to them in that way, but it doesn't really have any practical impact whatsoever?
Well, I don't know if I would trust the British to do it in that way. If they're doing that, it's very, very nonsensical and childish way of doing this. They should be able to stand up and say why something has to take place. And we all know that the Irish border is different than every other border because Ireland is one country, it's one geographical area, and they are going to have to find ways to actually live within that and live with that system. And that's the bottom line in it.